Hello, friends. We're continuing our little lesson on protecting ourselves, basically protecting the faith that is inside of us from those evildoers out in the world that would get us off track. And we want to pick up in 2 Thessalonians. And we're going to go to chapter 2. And we're going to read verses 13 through 16. But we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through the sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. It was for this He called you through our gospel, that you may gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught, whether by word of mouth or by letter from us. First of all, something that I always like about this is this little section. Because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation. So I love that. God knew us even before we were born. God saw everything laid out before Him. Now, a lot of people talk about predestination, and it's just an argument about, well, if God decided on who's going to be evil and who's going to be good, then what use is there? How do we have choice? Don't bother getting into those arguments. Just don't do it. Don't walk down that road. Because people who say those things, they don't want to be convinced. That's all you have to tell them is choose Christ now. And you will be the one who has been chosen. That's basically all you have to say to them. You know, if they would choose Christ now, then, you know, that argument becomes moot. So, there's that. And in this part, through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. Now, sanctification is being set apart. We are set apart by God for God's purpose. He set us apart in this life to work His works. To walk in His paths. He gives us the Spirit, His Spirit. He sealed us with His Spirit to guide us into all truth and knowledge. Basically, a little communicator with God. He's there with us. We can rely on Him to guide us. To give us those little unction pulls to let us know, hey, wait a minute, hold on there. The more time we spend with God, the more time we spend in His Word learning about His truths, the more sensitive we'll become to the Spirit in us. So, if right now you're thinking, oh, well, how do I know when He's guiding me or when He's not guiding me? Don't worry about that. Worry about seeking God in His Word. Learning about God. Okay? Just be a child in God. And try to soak up as much as you can. First you have to crawl. Okay? Then you start grabbing hold of things around you to help pick yourself up. Then you start taking those little baby steps, then you learn how to walk, and then you can run. So don't worry about running right now. Just hold on to the things that you know that are true. Christ died for us. Christ gave us His righteousness. Christ is in us. Christ is leading us. hold on to Him. Hold on to the word that He's given us to learn about Him. And don't forsake the gathering of His people, because we need each other. You know, we need each other to learn from, to be accountable to, and to help, basically. It was for this He called you through our gospel, that you may gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught, whether by word of mouth or by letter from us. So this is basically what I've been saying all along. To stand firm. Hold on to the things that you've been taught. Hold on to the things that you've been taught by the Spirit in you and by others. Everything is confirmed by the Word of God. So you don't have to worry about, oh, is He leading me astray here, blah, blah, blah. You seek it out in the Word of God. And if you don't understand it, stand up. Don't be ashamed. This is your salvation. Okay? Don't be led astray. This is your salvation. If something doesn't sound right to you, ask. Say, well, where is that in the Bible? Could you show me that? Where the Bible teaches that? If the person can't nail it down in the Word of God, then you already know. They've been found out. But the goal here is reading enough and spending time with God enough to be sensitive to His Spirit when He's telling you, you know, this person is being deceitful. And the more, like I said before, the more and more you spend with God and His Spirit, the more you can pick out those people who are just not right. It becomes second nature. It truly becomes your second nature. Because the flesh, being in the flesh, is our first nature. Being in the Spirit is our second nature. And that's something that should be home to us. And don't be vexed. Don't be anxious about not knowing right now. It's okay. It takes time to stay in the Word of God. Let's go to Psalm. And we're going to go to Psalm 121. And while it's coming up here, just, again, know that God is with you. Just be comfortable in trusting God, that He will guide you into things. You know, He doesn't want you hurt. He wants us all to come to the knowledge of Him. He wants us all to have wisdom. Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow... Wow, okay. So this is basically what I was just telling you. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. I mean, think about this. This is God. This is God, the one who created the universe. And He is with us, little old us, individually even. Individually, His Spirit is in us, knowing us intimately in our lives, our thoughts and our actions, our intentions. Just be open to Him and realize He is with us. He doesn't sleep. And I love this. He will not allow your foot to slip. Okay, can we trust that? Can we trust that God has our back? Can we trust that God will not lightly lead us down some blind alley and then beat us up? punish us. No. Here. Here's why. Right here. He will not allow your foot to slip. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever. Count these as promises. Okay, stick this on a wall. Memorize this. Say this every day to you. To yourself, basically. You know, look in the mirror and say this to yourself every day. If you have to. Just so you know the love of God that He has for us. The kindness, the mercy, the grace. He will protect us from evil. He will keep our soul. You know, He called us. He led His Son to death, beaten and crucified for us. He purchased us by the price of His Son's blood, or with the price of His Son's blood. We're precious to Him. So He's not going to discard us when we mess up, or when we make a mistake, or, you know, when we get in the flesh and be foolish. As long as we come back to Him and realize and repent and humble ourselves, He's going to forgive us. Okay? You can count on that forever and ever and ever. You can count on that. He will forgive us if we humble ourselves and obey Him. He has us 100%. Then we can come to Him and ask Him for things. We can pray to things, you know, pray for things that, you know, aren't selfish or self-induced, you know, things that don't give glory to ourselves, you know, things that earn His will to give us. You know, I'm not saying that He's not want us to have good things. I'm not saying He doesn't want us to prosper. I'm just saying that when our hearts are right, when there's no more pride in us, when we've been broken down, when He breaks us down so that we can give our all to Him, so that He has our heart open and unguarded, everything is available to us. Because then He knows that we will use whatever it is to His glory. Okay, let's go to the last one. This is 1 Peter. 1 Peter, and we're going to go to chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 3-9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. There we go in verse 5. Who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Huh? Say this again. Who are protected by the power of God through faith. Okay, we have faith in God. We have faith in His Son Christ. We're obeying and following Him. Okay? We are protected through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while If necessary, you have been distressed by various trials. And before we read on, and I just want to point out that trouble in our lives is not going to stop. Basically, we're going to have some things come against us. We're going to have people come against us. This is normal. This is life, basically. God can't remove us out of this life, or He's not going to remove us out of this life. He's going to keep us here. And we're going to have to go through some things. Now, we know that we are protected by God. We know that. Now, you may be saying to yourself, well, if I'm protected by God, why do I have to go through bad things? Here is a reason for that. And we're getting ready to read it right now. We're picking up in verse 6 again. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Christ Jesus. And though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And though you do not see Him now, but believe in Him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. This is the outcome of everything that we're going through in this life. All the trials, all the trouble, all the sacrifice, all the work is the salvation of our souls. That's the end result. Okay? Our righteousness, our heavenly bodies, Christ has all of that with Him right now. Basically, what we're doing is, in this life, we're getting our sea legs, I guess if I can use an expression. We're getting our sea legs. We're walking through the fire right now. We're being tested. Not tested to see if we fall, but Peter did a good thing by explaining refined. Basically, you know how they make gold pure is to burn it in high heat to get all the impurities out of it. And basically that's what this life is. It's getting all the impurities out of us, working all of the impurities out of us in various trials and tribulations. That's what it's doing. It's strengthening our character. It's making us stronger in mercy. It's making us stronger in love. It's making us stronger in patience. It's causing endurance. All those little evil things that is in us are being worked out in this life. God is purifying us. That's all we need to do is stand firm, okay, and not faint. See it through the end. And at the end, we receive our bodies. We receive the promises. We receive salvation. God is building us up for His glory so that we can shine and rejoice in that. That's our hope. That's something that you hold on to that helps you carry you through everything. All the little things that we go through now are small things compared to the prize, the eternal prize that we get in the end. You know, what's 80 years compared to eternity? Some of us 70, some of us 40, 30, 20, 15 even. What is that compared to eternity? It's just a little blip. It's just a little blip. That's all we have to go do is go through this, and then we're okay. one day where we'd be looking back at this while we're in heaven. It's like, wow, that was a pretty short time. I'm glad I held on. You know, I remember going through that. I'm glad I held on. I'm glad I chose to stick with Christ and not follow that other thing. I'm glad I stayed home and read the Word of God and sought God and prayed to God. You know, not gone out with my old friends and followed them. I'm glad I did not marry that one person who would have dragged me down. Although you probably wouldn't have seen that, but, you know, looking back in it in heaven, you would see everything clearly. That's our purpose in this life, to do God's work, to obey, and then to receive the reward. That's it. So that's all we have to do is just hold on. Hold on. And remember, there are brothers and sisters here that are going through the same things that we are. Nothing is new. All men are tempted the same way. And the same things. Jesus Christ has gone through that. There are even brothers and sisters even now going through the same things we are going through. Any trials that we're going through in this life. That's why coming together is important. Being with other people, you know, that have the same mind, that have the same spirit is important. It helps build us up. It helps strengthen us. You know, everyone strengthens each other. We all are needed. All of us. Even though you may think you're weak right now, one day you'll get stronger and someone will depend on you. You may speak some word to another person that may encourage them to keep going on. We're all together. Amen.